Save big money at Menards. We're your destination for concrete landscaping blocks. We have the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Get free estimates fast using our easy do-it-yourself landscape design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on landscape products at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit JDPower.com for details and Menards.com for deals.
This day's for me, baby.
Big Tooth Dumb Broad Day.
Close. Atheist Pride Day.
Woo! Really?
Yeah, baby. Ain't nothing. No afterlife.
I hate
no
it.
No God.
Yeah, that's dumb.
I hate it.
What's
what an odd thing.
Now?
I hate it to be proud of.
I hate Woo! It. Look, if you're an atheist, fine. And I know a lot of people that are atheists. But say the atheist pride is like the same
what?
As saying...
What? Gays have their pride. Christians have
yeah,
Christmas.
That's another thing that's weird to be
why?
Proud. Any pride things don't need to be.
No.
You shouldn't be proud of just what you are.
No. Why?
That's dumb.
It is dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do agree with that. But I'm still excited that it's Atheist Pride Day. Woo!
Who cares if you're an atheist?
What are you going to do to celebrate the day, Hannah?
It's over now.
All right.
Anyways, it's also... Bibliomania Day.
What the hell is that?
No, I almost see I thought it said Bible, but I'm thinking like biblioteca. That's a library in Spanish.
What? Why would you
reading,
know that?
We're going to read today, folks, with the 13 minutes we have left.
The only thing I'm reading in Spanish is Rosetta Stone if I need to talk to somebody in Spanish really, really badly.
Well, I'm so glad you brought up languages, Johnny, because it is French Language Day.
France?
Yeah.
That is a very sexy language, but it seems like it'd be very hard to learn now.
I don't think it's that. I don't really like French.
No?
The way it sounds.
What about a French Canadian's funny?
Yeah.
Like that's a funny accent.
They sound pretentious, right?
I don't like
bit,
it.
Yeah,
I don't think it's, it sounds like sexy with women, but not with men for me for some reason.
What's a sexier language? French or, I would say,
Arabic.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It's
what?
A harsh language.
Arabic. Come on.
Definitely yeah. French.
That's a sexy language right there, Arabic.
I want to hear phone sex in Arabic.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
It's not good. Punished. You're not going to know if you're praising God or you're going to do something else that I'm not going to mention because I want to be safe going home.
It's an aggressive sounding language.
No, that's not it. No, that's not even a thing.
That's not what I was talking about.
Don't do that.
My God, I'm sorry.
Rude.
You're an idiot.
It's national. Oh boy, let me say this slow.
Hold on, real quick. The views of Hannah Homo Radio do not reflect those
everybody
of
in this goddamn room.
No, they do not. They do not reflect.
It's true.
Nope. She drives a Toyota. She's very, very
Stop.
Mean. Very, very hateful.
Stop.
Yeah. Oh, really? Because I said Toyota.
It's national. I have to say this carefully. National. Bock Beer Day.
Huh?
National Bock Beer Day.
Bock Beer.
Bock, with a B as in boy.
Oh, like,
not
okay.
A C as in
like a style
carrot.
Of beer.
Yes. Bock Beer.
Like an amber Bock.
Oh, yeah.
Example.
Why do you got to be careful how you say it?
I don't know, because when I said it for the first time in my head, I said National Beer Day.
Oh.
Man, Rhymes I have Bock. Sucked down a mini Bocks in my life.
I bet you have.
Yeah, I have.
Swallowed,
I love it.
Swallowed many,
oh, man.
Straight down the gullet.
The best way to take a Bock beer.
Yeah. Have
if
some
you're
barbecue.
If you're a real Bock sucker like I am, the best way to do it is just unhinge your jaws like a big-ass snake.
Yep.
Flithery, flithery snake.
Snake. And just let that dribble down your throat.
Oh, wow. I like that word. That is a word I did not know I didn't like until right now when you said it.
Dribble's not...
Oh, dribble?
Oh, yeah.
Feels
Ooh,
good in your tongue.
That's not okay.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those people that hates the word moist. I actually like the word moist.
Yeah, you
the word
do.
Like the word
Creep.
I do, but dribble.
Bet your butt's moist right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, let's just keep in the theme of the day and talk about National Native HIV AIDS Awareness Day, okay, folks?
That was a moist topic for you.
Wait, is that Native Americans with AIDS?
No, just Native people, like indigenous people.
It's not in my blood!
Wait, so that would be, you know, Native Americans.
Yes.
For us.
Well, the picture that they have is like a black person, so.
Excuse me?
I'm just thinking Native, like indigenous to any place.
Hey, are there any black Native Americans?
They're Native Africans,
so.
I think.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I don't think there's
I
any
would not
Native
put those two words together
Americans.
Ever.
Americans.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you know, though?
Well, I think it's your place of origin. I mean, it's all relatively recently. We're all African. We're all from Africa originally.
Right.
But there were multiple diasporas when we were turning from Homo erectus into Homo sapiens.
What's a diaspora?
A diaspora is where, like, you disperse, you leave the area. You know?
Why wouldn't you just say
that's how you got Neanderthals over here?
Neanderthals?
And Neanderthals, Anthals. You can pronounce it both ways. And
what?
Then there's also like Homo erectus in places in Asia.
Blowing my mind right now.
It's
I'll
TH.
Blow something else.
I was down in St. Pete and saw a guy get Homo erectus really, really fast.
Yeah, was it you?
Yeah. It was Justin Timberlake night.
Also on your
face.
Level. How about some National Ravioli Day? I love ravioli.
I love it. On my level? Oh, wait, yeah. I'm sorry, because I don't know what a Diaspora's Park is and a goddamn Homo erotica.
Did you say Diaspora's Park?
Yeah, I don't know what all that is. I don't know about Neanderthals and semicolons.
Homo erectus. Homo habilis.
What?
Anthropopithecines, where I believe the first one. Lucy, you know Lucy, right?
Yes.
Anthropopithecines.
Oh, boy. dump. You know why I don't know about all this stuff? Because while you were learning that at 20 years old, I was out having sex with people and going to parties.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's enjoy funny. Your Neanderthals now, nerd. Idiot. I hope that gets you far in life. I have a flat tire. What do? Let's talk about Neanderthals. Yeah, I made it, mama. I know about Neanderthals, Neanderthals, Neanderballs, all the Nerasters.
One more before we go. Great American Meat Out Day.
Hell
get
yeah.
Get your meat out.
I had a big old hole in my underwear the other day.
Ew.
And it was definitely Meat Out Day. It was unbelievable. I almost burned, like, I almost, you know, my jeans.
Chafed your balls?
Oh, no, meat out.
Did you throw the underwear away, though, please? Tell me.
No.
Did. Why would you not?
You just turned it around. Upside down, inside out.
I turn them around when I'm having a gas day.
Oh, God. Oh, boy.